You're listening to SBS News.
This is like instructions for parents how to talk with their children about sexual abuse.
I join religious activists pacing the streets of an ultra-Orthodox neighbourhood. They've been giving out hundreds of thousands of flyers across Israel.
This group has made an absolute revolution in the queer community, not only in this country, but all over the world.
Shoshana Keats-Jaskal tells me the ultra-Orthodox Me Too moment came late last year. A newspaper accused a hugely popular Haredi children's author and therapist, Rabbi Chaim Volder, of abusing women and children over decades. After a religious court convicted him, he killed himself. And then, shockingly, some rabbis lashed out at his victims.
It took someone who was trusted and famous, people loved him, and he was still in therapy with children. And for him, finally kills himself, and then they blame the victims? And that was enough. The Haredi street exploded.
Enough is enough.
Exploded.
Yes. I want to show you something.
Romy Schwartz is now secular, but is showing me photos of herself as a Haredi teenager. It was a painful time in her life. She was sexually abused. After she married aged 17, her husband suggested she go to Chaim Volder for therapy.
He was like a mentor. I felt like someone for the first time like can see me. He was very manipulative.
Once, after summoning her, he picked her up in his car and took her to a hotel.
Anything he took me was like out the ghetto. I felt like a stranger and I don't know how to get around. So then he raped me in the hotel. I don't know if there's a word to describe powerless. You feel like you're just an empty body walking.
In the Haredi world, sex is taboo. There's a lot of mistrust of the secular authorities. Romy says it was years before she went to the police, and when she didn't know the words to describe what had happened to her. Her case was soon dropped, and for years she was silent.
I'm now in Gibat Zev.
I've come to a West Bank settlement to meet Rabbi Aaron Boimel, who saw himself as a friend of Volder. I want to ask him about claims by sex abuse victims.
We've heard complaints about the culture of secrecy. Do you see that as a problem? Is that something that exists?
It's a very big problem. There is this culture, yes. Once we used to brush this stuff under the carpet. Today there is no such thing. If someone abuses, immediately we call the police.
Scandals continue to come to light. At this protest outside a Jewish seminary, ultra-Orthodox schoolgirls allege that religious authorities ignored their complaints about sexual abuse by their head teacher. Activists join them in songs and prayers. They say this demonstration's a sign that change is happening, but that it will take time.